up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love came down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong. Be lifted up, let the redeemed declare the love. We bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? Strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy.
Holy, there is one Lord. welcome, and you may be seated as Lisa comes to share some announcements with us.
Good morning,
Living
morning. Well. Good morning online and here in the house of the Lord today. Ella, raise your hand, Ella. I have to have you raise your hand. Everybody see Ella? She's got some books you can check out on mission projects and then return 2 weeks later, or if you're me, 3 weeks later.
With a late fee.
With a late fee of a smile and a hug, right? Because that's about my price range.
Yeah.
Okay. We are going to start a simple prayer chain. And if you're interested, a lot of people have signed up. But if you didn't know about it, there's a sign-up sheet over there. And it's kind of self-explanatory. But we will start it up next week. For now, you can text me if you have my number. And I will send out the prayer request. So if you don't have it, it's up on that sheet right there. It's easier to just read it off of that, right? No? Okay. October is Pastor Appreciation Month. So let's give Pastor John a round of applause. Woo! Yeah, we love him. We're going to have a potluck right after this, as you can smell the delicious food brewing over there. Now, that is sad. That is sad, Steve. You're cheering more for the food than your pastor. You need to repent. Anyway, so stick around and have some food with us afterwards. Please enjoy some fellowship with us and celebrate. John.
It's okay. I think I'm going to get in line in front of Steve anyway.
Do it. Yeah. You should be first today. It's like your birthday.
At least in front of Steve.
Yeah, because you know how he likes to load it. Did you see his plate at Mama Cimino's that one day? I have a picture somewhere. It was stacked pretty high. I don't think he can eat that way anymore, though. He's lost some weight.
No, I know.
Anyways.
I'm still going to put some away, but not.
Do it. We want to watch. Reverend Scott Sherwood, our district superintendent, will be joining us November 6th. He will also be bringing the message that morning. So please keep him in prayer as God prepares our hearts to hear the words he has to tell us. And then we'll be ready to step into the next steps as a church together, and that is so important. You are all so valuable. We really need to do this together. There's no other way. Then raise your hands, audience of one. Raise it up. There's more than one of them, but you know. Anyways, they'll be sharing a Christmas musical program on December 25th on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We are super excited.
Nice.
They are really doing the Lord's work, touching people through music. And this is a great time to bring out those family members that maybe they're on the fence about the Lord. They don't know. But bring them. Bring friends. Bring family. Pull people out from under the bridge. We don't care. Bring them. Because it will make a difference in their life, and we're going to be celebrating the birth of our Savior that day all together. Now, if you please stand with us and worship if you can. Thank you.
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your King comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. One of the things that we're going to talk about this morning is how God has us in His hands and we're all together, unified as His children. Amen. This next song says, all creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Let's sing it together as one body. Amen.
Sing. Hallelujah. Our feet. Kneeling down, you laid aside your majesty. You said for us to go and do the same. So we serve for the glory of our King. You left heaven's throne to rescue what was lost. Out your mighty arms to bear the cross. Then you rolled away the stone, the victory won. And you said, go with God, what has King of love, let your kingdom come. Reign in us, your daughters and your sons. Hearts that long to see your justice done. Let the river of your mercy flow through us. Let compassion be the loudest song we sing. Until the day when every tongue declares you King. King of love, let your kingdom come.
sing hallelujah to the King of Love. All praise and glory to the King of Love. King of Love, let your kingdom come.
Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day there will be one Lord, and his name, the only name. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by your presence.
Nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, I've tasted and seen the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this the your glory, God, is our hearts alone. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware. Experience.
this morning, you may have picked up on a theme, and that is that we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, a king's authority is unquestioned by his subjects. And our God could rule with an iron hand. The Bible tells us there is a day coming when the final judgment will occur. Amen. And every wrong will be made right. But our King today shows us a different way to rule and reign. To rule and reign in grace, to lay the life of his own son down, it's a mystery to us how the ruler of the universe can give so much. Let's praise him as king, but let's praise him as the lamb that was slain for you and for me. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. My heart sings. From the moment man first disobeyed the Father, we were then held captive by our sin. The law of God demanded a sacrifice, restore him to himself, his own again. So the Lamb, his only Son, was freely offered, atonement for our sins forever made, the innocent and holy, still God and God only, would ransom and redeem us back again. Praise God.
That's his grace.
So to the cross they carried him with all our guilt and all our sin. The Lamb of God was slain for our transgressions, and on the cross those nail-pierced hands reached up to God and down to man. And just as if I'd never sinned, he took me in his arms, embracing me, he willingly forgave. For mercy, grace and love that knows no bounds. Though guilty and condemned, I now am free. Forever I'm forgiven, for Christ the Lord has risen, and risen with him we shall one day be. They make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them because He is Lord of lords and King of kings. And with Him will be His called, chosen, and faithful followers. Let's bow before Him. Lord, we are so grateful for Your love. You could so easily, with Your breath, wipe us from the face of the earth. And according to Your law, according to Your statutes, according to Your holy character, our grotesque sin is an abhorrence in Your sight, and yet Your love, offering the life of Your one and only Son to cover our death penalty with His own blood. And because of that, today we are free. And we thank You today for salvation through the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. My sin. Offering each and every one of us here freedom, purity, holiness, not by our own works, but because of Your grace and Your blood. Thank You for paying the price for our life. Not just life here for these years that we breathe this earthly air, but celestial air as well. Eternity, You've made a way that we can spend eternity with You, because Your sacrifice is that perfect. Thank You. Thank You for salvation. Thank You for grace. Thank You for loving us, Lord. We love You. Bless, Lord, we pray, the offering as it is received. It is a love gift of our expression of gratitude, of love, appreciation. That's so good. Help us to continue to share the good news and give all inside out for Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated as the ushers come this morning.
My Lord, what shall I give Him today? He wants my heart more than He asks for my wage. One day I'll die, it won't be my last day. When I look in His eyes, I know that I did okay. My Lord, what shall I sing Him for now? A song full of praise from a mouth full of I lift up my face and I sing aloud with all my mistakes. I still make Him proud. divided the world inside. One final breath, he conquered death for me and for you. My Lord, where would he want me to go? Just across town, or a place where I don't know so. Just tell me where, and I'll hit the road with no time to spare and no hand.
your kingdom.